Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Hallsville Indians winning head coach Brandon Kreitz after their 78-65 district championship semifinal win over Macon here at Moberly. Congratulations, Coach Kreitz.
Thank you so much.
What made it happen tonight?
Togetherness. The boys, they've learned and they've grown a lot throughout this season, but not only did they make plays, but they stuck together. You know, the third quarter when Macon came out and took the lead, I don't know, I think two was the biggest lead in the second half. I could be wrong, but the way that they responded, they come together, and they were concerned about making the next winning play and not about what just happened. That's the difference, and that's what I've seen as far as the growth this year from our team.
Coach, it was kind of a tough start. Macon finished the first quarter ahead by 5 points. What were they doing that you met, and how did you adjust to it? The second halftime, you were ahead 35-30.
Yeah, I think both teams shot really well in the first quarter. Peyton Schleter, he hit two threes back, pretty quick, pretty close together there. I think that might have been the first quarter, but they were hitting some threes, and they're so talented that if they're making shots like that, we know it's going to be difficult. Thankfully, we shot the ball well also tonight. And I just want to say before this radio interview is over that my heart goes out to Macon because they have a special group of boys there. They're well coached. And, this time of year, somebody's season's got to end. And my heart goes out to all of them.
Yes, sir. Very unofficially, I think we have Colton Garner leading Hallsville with 25, Isaac Stinson with 23, Xavier Stinson and Cameron Cox with 7.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the production that you thought you'd have?
Colton Garner, he's averaging 20. I thought he did a wonderful job tonight. He hit some big shots, and he's just a special player. The back-to-back threes he made, I don't know, fourth quarter I guess it was, that those were really big shots. And he's a big-time player. And he the boys led by Colton and Isaac and Xavier, they played fearlessly tonight, and I could not be more proud of them.
Sir, any of these guys seniors?
Yes, Colton is a senior. Mm-hmm. We have four other seniors as well, but of the ones we've talked about, Colton is a senior.
Yes, sir. So what did Macon do early in the second half to get back in the game against you?
They're just good. They're a good team, and they just continued to play. And, it was going to come down to which players made the most plays. And the focus had to always be on the next play because they were making plays. Our boys were making plays. I thought whenever they took the lead early in the third that was a big moment for us when we came back concerned about the next winning play, forgetting about what just happened. We can't change, learning from it, what they do, but moving forward into the next play. And I think that was the difference tonight.
Sir, it looked... from the Village Idiot of Sports, it looked like you all were consistently running a 2-3 zone tonight and making, I think, stuck the whole time to a man-to-man.
Yeah, they played man-to-man, and we mixed up our defenses throughout the night, played a lot of 2-3 zone, but also some man-to-man, and threw a couple different press looks at them and tried to just mix it up, and I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, it was, sir. What I was leading up to was you had some strings of three-point shots. Were those strings you guys working off of what Macon's defense gave you, or was there some strategy there?
The thing about it is we run motion offense, and we have some hitters, but we didn't call a single one tonight. We just let the boys play, use their instincts to make plays, and I thought what offensively was really important is whenever they trapped, they're really aggressive with their traps. Our boys handled those traps well, stepped through strong. They understand that a 5-count is better than a turnover and a layup for the other team, and that was huge for us tonight. You didn't see a whole lot of steals and fast break layups, and the boys just executed perfectly. It's just, I could not be more proud.
Sir, I gather you're 21-7 right now. We're almost done. Last two questions. One, what time do Hallsville fans need to be back in Moberly Friday night for the championship game?
I think 6.
I'm
pretty sure. I'm about 90% sure it's 6.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And who came off the bench to put a smile on your face
tonight? Everybody that got into the game. I thought Peyton Schleter's three-point shots, he made two back-to-back in the first half, were really good. But everybody did their job. And we have a lot of really good shooters. And you put them around kid like Xavier Stinson, Isaac Stinson on the inside, and their vision, you know, they find them. So it just really is, where's the defense breaking down? What's the defense tell them to do? And, you know, knocking down the shots they did tonight.
Thank you very much, Coach Brandon Kreitz. Good luck. See you Friday night.